This is Passport to Texas. With crab-like pincers and barbed tails, scorpions strike fear into the hearts of many who see them.
I think we have a natural reaction to anything with such a different body morphology.
Ben Hutchins is an invertebrate biologist at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says scorpions dwell in a wide variety of habitats.
Pretty much any habitat except alpine environments.
Although we have several species of scorpions in Texas, Hutchins says we're not likely to run into them.
Usually, we don't run into them that often because they're mainly active at night, and during the day, they're usually hiding under rocks, under logs, deep in leaf litter as well. So we don't run into them a lot, except when perhaps we're out in the yard gardening or they might wander into our house at night.
It's that last part about wandering into the house at night that's worrisome. Why do they come into our homes?
It's not really intentional. During their foraging, they might see a crack under your door as just another crevice that they'll be traveling through in search of prey.
And once they're inside, they could make themselves comfy.
If you have a room with the lights off and lots of boxes, places to hide that mirrors their natural environment with lots of secure hiding places for them.
Note to self, remove boxes from home office and turn on the lights. Find an article about scorpions in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.